Arizona Sports. The local sports leader. Burns and Gambo. The 4 o'clock reset. Brought to you by Collins Comfort AC and Plumbing. Proud home services partner of the Arizona Cardinals.
4 o'clock reset.
And off we go here at the halfway point to the Burns and Gambo show. The 4 o'clock reset. This is where we get you caught up on everything. And in case you missed it, Suns president of basketball operations, James Jones, with us exactly a half hour ago. This is the closest thing you're going to get to a confirmation.
Ready to confirm that he will take the court?
I mean, that's the plan. We'll see. But I expect him to be ready. I know he's been anxious to get back with us. He had a couple good practices. And so you just, we just move forward hoping that he can play tonight and he can play well.
I get it. After what happened last time, you know, you don't want to completely, totally, 100% airtight guarantee that he's going to play tonight, right? Because you can never tell what's going to happen a half hour before tip. But it sounds like he is going to play tonight for the Phoenix Suns, which just raises the anticipation level up way high for that home debut.
Yep, so this is it. It's been a long time coming for Kevin Durant to make his home debut, but it's based on what James Jones said. It's locked in that he's going to play tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves, so all eyes will be on that game.
Suns were 4-6 in their last 10 games without Kevin Durant. They got hot a little late. That record was not very good a few games ago, before he rolled that ankle before his original scheduled home debut. That game against Minnesota is going to start at 7 o'clock tonight. You'll hear it on the Arizona Sports app. You'll hear it here on 98.7 FM as well. For the Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards is probable to play with a calf injury. Karl Anthony Towns also probable with a calf injury. The new addition is Kyle Anderson. He's questionable to play tonight with an illness.
Yes.
Torian Prince is also questionable to play tonight with an illness.
Okay, yeah, those guys have all been playing well for them. They've got a lot of depth. They've got a very balanced team, a lot of depth, but that would be a big loss for them if he can't play.
No doubt about it. As far as the rest of the West and how things are going right now for the Phoenix Suns with 7 games to go. Currently in fourth, if you're looking at the loss column, the Phoenix Suns have 35 losses. They're in fourth. The LA Clippers are 1 game back in the loss column with 36 losses. Golden State, 2 games back in the loss column after beating the Pelicans last night. Did you watch any of that game last night, by the way?
They were down by 18.
They were getting destroyed.
And then they came back and went on an incredible run. Big second half.
Yeah.
Huge second half for Golden State. Maybe one of those games that keeps them out of the play-in tournament.
Fueled, in fact, by Draymond Green, who got a technical foul. And really, Steve Kerr, after the game, said he basically willed us to win because he was so fired up. He was right on the edge of getting run from that game, but he emotionally kind of charged up the Warriors and got them to carry on to that win last night. Minnesota is the 7th seed right now. The Pelicans are the 8th seed. The Lakers are the 9th seed. OKC is the 10th seed.
And Dallas is on the outside looking in.
Everybody's packed in so tight right now. Games to watch tonight. The Lakers are at the Bulls. The Clippers are at the Grizzlies. The Thunder are at the Pistons tonight.
Clippers and Grizzlies. If the Grizzlies win, would Golden State jump ahead of them? If the Suns beat the T-Wolves and the Grizzlies beat the Clippers, would that put Golden State in the 5 spot?
Do the Warriors have the tiebreaker over the Clippers?
I don't know.
They both have the same record. They'd both be 40-37 if that happened. So I don't know who has the tiebreaker between Golden State. I think Golden State has a tiebreaker
over the Clippers.
I don't know for sure.
We'll check it.
Finalists for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame include Dwayne Wade.
He's in.
Dirk Nowitzki.
He's in.
Pau Gasol.
He's in.
Tony Parker.
He's in.
Becky Hammon.
She's in.
And Greg Popovich.
He's in.
Yeah,
they're all in.
That's a loaded class. They're all in. Mm-hmm. They're all in. Speaking of the Warriors, Steve Kerr saying today that they're hopeful Andrew Wiggins will return sometime this season.
I saw that he's actually been working out a little bit. Now, that's not good news for the rest of the NBA because Wiggins, he's a dynamic player. But, yeah, I was reading a game story after the Warriors win last night, and at the end of it, it said, hey, Wiggins is kind of working his way back. It was reported on the TNT broadcast last night that he's working out as preparing to return to the lineup.
The internet detectives are out in full force when it comes to the Arizona Cardinals and this idea that maybe some new jerseys are coming. Now, nobody knows for sure, but many have linked the use of a yellow color in their draft draft hat and in the nameplate for Jonathan Gannon during the owners' meetings. The team shop is going to be closed for a couple of days this weekend, reopening on Sunday. The cherry on top is that Mitch found out that all the old Cardinals jerseys are on sale on the NFL website. The only other team with their jerseys on sale is the Carolina Panthers. You discovered that as well. You got into the sleuthing business as well on this one.
Yeah, just, you looked at the Carolina page on the NFL shop, and their jerseys are discounted. So Cardinals and Carolina, I don't know what that means. But I think it's kind of a raw deal if you're going to sell a bunch of jerseys. Hey, discounted jerseys, come get them now. And then you unveil new jerseys like a week later. Ah, sucker. Like, that's terrible.
I would
just not sell them right now. I would not sell any more jerseys for the next week until you unveil the new ones.
You looked at, well, that would be a clue right there, right?
Okay, like,
if all the jerseys aren't for sale, I think we all know what the intentions are then.
I just think it's wrong to, like, because is that guy going to be like, hey, I just bought this a week. Can I exchange it for the new one? I would rather have the new one.
Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson calling out those who are doubting him and his injury status last season on Twitter. Was it Arthur Blank of the Atlanta Falcons that part of the reason we're not pursuing him is that he's hurt? And Lamar Jackson clapped back at him last night on Twitter to say, hey, if I'd gone out there hurt, I wouldn't have given my team a chance to win. I'm a team guy. You can't say that about me. There does not appear to be a lot of interest in Lamar Jackson on the market. There continue to be teams that say they are not interested.
I'm fascinated by that because that guy's a winner. He wins a lot of football games. He's been to the playoffs a few times. He's actually won a playoff game. He's been an MVP. He may not be the most accurate passer out there, but he's one of the most dynamic players in the league. I don't get the Lamar Jackson thing. I'd take him over Kyler Murray straight up right now. I'd like Lamar.
The Atlanta Falcons have come to terms with former Cardinal and Raven defensive end Calais Campbell.
And he's going to continue his career like he wanted to play another year, and he did that. The Ravens were hopeful to bring him back. They had to kind of cut him and create room because of the tag for Lamar, but the Ravens were hopeful to get him back. He goes to the Falcons, and he's still a very productive player. He's had some injuries over the last couple of years, missed some games, but still very productive when he plays.
Opening day for Major League Baseball is tomorrow. The Arizona Diamondbacks are in Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers tomorrow night in their opener. Their home opener is still a week away.
I feel like I'm getting sick.
Do you really? You're not feeling well?
I'm actually not feeling well, but I'm not going to take that's a great day to just sit home and watch baseball.
Yeah,
isn't
it's going to be on all day. I love watching opening day. The new rules in Major League Baseball will be front and center. Jeff Passan and others looked at the numbers from spring training. The pitch clock shaved off about 26 minutes off of spring training games on average, this year to last year.
Let's do it. I mean, let's go. Whatever you got, baseball to me is the best sport in the world. I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. Whatever you have to do to get more people involved and entertained, and if people want to leave the game, they kind of want a 2.5 hour time limit. They don't want to be there for 3 hours. Then do what you have to do to make that happen.
Yeah, stolen base attempts increased as well. The success rate on those attempts increased as well from spring training. And then there's this that I know you're a big fan of this, the elimination of the shift and the requirement of the infielders. The batting average on balls put into play for left-handers.
Oh, I love this.
Went up from 314 to 327. So it was not a dramatic increase, but enough of an increase that everyone's hoping to see that left-handed hitters will be able to have some of their advantage back.
It was such a detriment to left-handed hitters, and that's why there were so many less left-handed hitters in baseball last year, because teams were, except for the Diamondbacks, most teams are just going away for it because it wasn't working.
Yeah. Bummer of news coming out of San Diego. Third base coach and former Diamondback great Matt Williams has colon cancer, according to manager Bob Melvin.
That's terrible.
He will be with the team on opening day, but after that, he'll go through a leave of absence.
Yeah,
that is terrible
news. That's terrible. He's a former great Diamondback player, and I'm sure most people out there want the best for him, and you hate to hear that about Matt Williams, so all of us do wish him a recovery from that.
Absolutely. The city of Phoenix announced yesterday its aviation department is filing legal action against the city of Tempe for the planned residential development that is a part of the new entertainment district and the proposed new arena for the Coyotes. What's interesting about it is that we all thought this was done. We had Javier sitting right there in that seat telling us the issue with the airport was done and passed, and the airport had signed off on it.
Apparently there's...
And yet here we are.
There's an area where they're going to build, like, residential, like, where people are going to live.
Apartments, yeah.
Apartments, and that's right and direct for the noise. Like, there's going to be a lot of noise right there because that's where a lot of planes go over. So now you've got this lawsuit. How does that affect these three propositions that are going to be voted on in mid-May? I don't know, but I don't think it helps.
No, it can't help at all, and that vote is coming up quick, May 16th, as you mentioned a second ago.